On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. How are you today on a beautiful, beautiful Monday, I guess. I don't know what it's like where you are. Thank you. That's not necessary. Thank you, but that's not necessary. More, please. Come on, bring it home. There you go. That's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, I have a great show for you today. We're going to take a look at some holiday gifts that are available for you to purchase and spend all your money on. Yeah, come on, give it up for that. What's wrong with you? Don't you love to give? I hate to be manipulated like a puppet. I really do. Telemarketers and people that want to sell me stuff, they find all different ways to entice me and to fool me into buying stuff. It's like Valentine's Day, where if you don't get something for your loved one, you're really going to pay the price for that. You might as well pay the price for some flowers and a card and some candy, otherwise you're going to pay the price for the rest of your life. Yeah, we're manipulated into things. That's what happens, and you know it. Stop arguing with me. I don't want to argue with you. I just want to get along with you. God. And now comes the holiday season where you got to give stuff to people. Ugh. And then they give you stuff you don't even want. Oh, what am I going to do with this? And you can't throw it away because it's not right, and they may check up on you and say, hey, how are you enjoying that crock pot I got you? It's great. You just got to put it somewhere, and your house is full of gifts that you don't want. You know, these little trinkets that are ridiculous. We give things people don't want. We get things that people don't want. It's futile. It's ridiculous. We're wasting our money, but the businesses love this. Love the holiday. Black Friday starts like in July. It's like Black July. I don't know. It sounds like a holiday, doesn't it? It's awful. It's awful. So we have to sell people things. And look, I'll be honest with you. This is a business, this radio show. Well, someone's got to pay for it. Apparently, you're not going to do that. So we have to do this stuff every once in a while. I'm sorry. Cut it out. Stop maligning me like some type of pig in mud. I'm just a guy trying to keep his head above the water. Anyway, so today we have some holiday gift ideas. Some of them are absolutely stupid, and others are, hey, that's a great idea. So I'm aiming for the, hey, that's a great idea thing, because I've said it 1,000 times. I've said everything 1,000 times. What am I talking about? I've run out of ideas. I've just run out. I'm a guy. It's not that hard to shop for a woman because they're emotional and they get a little bit excited. Not because of the gift you give them, but the thought that counts. You know, it's like the thought behind the gift. Oh, you remembered? Oh, you remember what my favorite flower was. That's all. That's all they want. Guys, they don't really care. Guys are only going to get socks and underpants. You know that's what happens. Stop. And cologne, which no man wears anymore. Let's get him a nice tie. He doesn't even wear a tie. I know. I don't care. Let's just get him one. That's it. Other than that, what do you get a guy? Sports memorabilia. Here's a ball that we found in the backyard that was, we signed it. We thought it would be a great gift. Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll display that proudly. Actually, that's not a bad idea. Actually, wait a minute. Go to the store and buy a baseball. I don't think they're too much money. I think they're down to like $3,000 now. Get a baseball and then have the members of your family, all of them, sign their name on the baseball like it's some type of relic or something. You know what I mean? Like it's an all-star, like the whole team signed it, you know, literally. And then give them the ball as a gift. I think he will display that. And I think that's not a bad idea. Ron, you're amazing the way you do this. All you need is a ball and a magic marker. And maybe a little, a ball stand. I don't know where you find a ball stand. Probably in a porno store. And, you know, a stand for your balls. And give them the ball signed by all the family members. Not the ones that are on Ancestry.com. I'm talking about the immediate family. Like the family that I immediately need them. The immediate, not the unimmediate family. They're not important. The immediate one. Right now family. The right now family. What a great idea. You know, I am full of great ideas and other stuff too, but I'm also full of great ideas. I don't know if there's a, do you want to start this? Do you want to start the all-star family ball gift idea? Huh? Problem is I can't make any money off it because you can do this yourself better than I can. You got to get the signatures of all the family members. So I can't do that for you. I don't care even. How am I going to make money off of this? Selling you the balls? You can buy that at Walmart. Come on. I guess it's a great idea, but I can't make any money off of it. So it's not that great for me, but it's great for you. Will you do that this year for the holidays? Let me know. Send me an email. I don't know what my email is. I just send it to anybody. And tell me what a great idea that was. I think you're going to love it, huh? You like the idea? Oh! It is special. It is special. All right, I've wasted enough time with that. So the crux of the show, oh, crux, that doesn't sound good. You got a little crux there on your pants. Oh, no, I need to go home and change my pants. The crux of this program is gift giving. And as you know, I've said on the program before, and I'll say it again, I'm not shy. Giving the gift, it's nice that the person opens a gift and is delighted by the gift, but the real joy is the person that actually gave the gift to see the your reaction. That's really all we're going for. That makes us feel very good. It warms our body. It's like, okay, I've done something good. I think I'm going to heaven now. Jesus, did you see that? Did you see what I just did? I gave that person something and they reacted very nicely. See what I did? I'm going to heaven, right? Is that right? Is it right? Is that okay for me? Because we're all selfish. We all, you know, except, you know, the people who go to church or work at the church for free. They volunteer. But they may get a good feeling out of doing it. So that could be selfish too. But there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself and making yourself feel good. There's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, most people don't do that enough. Do something for yourself. You know, I give to a lot of people and I'm a loving person. Get something for yourself, will you? And I say to my depressed friends, of which are many, do something for yourself. Do something that you enjoy. You can find something that you enjoy, can't you? Even if it's just getting some ice cream or something. Whatever it is. Treat yourself to something now and then. It's really important. You are all you are. You are all there is. The other people in your life are merely actors in your play or in your movie. You are the star of your life. The other people are important. The supporting actors are very important to make the movie good. But in the long run, you're the director. You're the star. It's your movie. Ron, that was so insightful. I know. It's what I do. That's what I do. I've done other things. I couldn't do them. This is what I can do. I run into people all the time, not with the car, but when I'm walking down the street or something, and if they know who I am, which is sometimes good, sometimes not, they'll say, Ron, help me out with this. What should I do about this? Where should I live? I mean, things like that. You know, where should I go? What's a good movie for me to see? Like I know all this stuff. But I do. That's the thing. All right. How much time have I wasted of your life so far? I think we're about 11 minutes into it. And it's not just me. It's not just me. Everybody's wasting your time, believe me. It may not seem like it. It may not look like it, but they're all doing that. Really, we're all messing with you. All of us. We're all messing with you. We're in a long line of messing you up. And I'm on the line, too. I'm not the first in the line, but I'm in there. We're trying to make your life really difficult is what we're trying to do. That's right. The other people on the planet are doing nothing but making your life more difficult than it has to be. That's what we do. We start wars all over the world to make you insecure. We put up roadblocks so you can't get to your goal in life. We make sure you don't earn enough money to afford all the things you really want. That's our job. That's what we do. We're good at it. We are the roadblocks of your life, and we're doing the best we can to screw you up. That's what we're doing. That's why we're here. That's our purpose. Now, not everybody does that, but we certainly cancel out all the people that are trying to help you out. We cancel out by a billion, all the horrible, evil things going on in the world, the environment, the planet not working out too well, all that stuff. That's all. We throw that in your path just to fuck you up. And we're doing a great job, aren't we? That's all our job is. That's all. The human race, we're not making it to the finish line. I've got news for you. All right. Well, again, another up program. Okay, now it's time for the manipulators, those that wish to sell you things. You've got to be savvy these days. Your life is nothing but a defense mechanism against those that wish to bring you down the improper path. Now, sometimes something hits with you where, oh, I really do want to do that. I really do like that idea. I really do want to engage my dollars and my money into your product. Well, I hope that you find that somewhere down the line here on this particular program, because this is a time of the year when everybody goes into high gear to sell you stuff. But before we even do that, got a little commercial break for you. Yeah, just to take the fun out of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids, this is for you.
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructose that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
I want Piggy Parts. I want Piggy Parts.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts are 100% all-natural salt-preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original, barbecue, or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts.
Jess Lisewski joins us now. She's Vice President and General Manager of Shutterfly, and we're looking at some to help people out to pick some gifts out. It's becoming harder every year because everybody has everything, and if they don't, I can't afford to give it to you. So this is a problem. So Jess is going to help us through this. We got to be a little innovative with our gift ideas, I guess, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You talked about everyone has everything. I feel that. And that really is where Shutterfly comes in, because we're here to help you make something that is truly one of a kind, unique, and really shows the person or the recipient that you're giving to. You've thought about them, and we're here to make it easy, too.
Yeah, it's interesting, because when they open up a gift like that that's personally tailored for them, the reaction is like multiplied, as opposed to opening up a gift and it's a watch.
It really is. We heard from customers that about one out of every three gifts people tend to fake that they like, and we do not want that to happen to you. And so
I've been doing that all my life.
Yeah, I personally take pride in bringing on the happy tears over the holidays.
Yes.
So I try to pull out memories that are on my phone. We take so many pictures,
yep,
but we don't do anything with them. And that's where Shutterfly can help. We have beautiful ornaments. People went to concerts this year. They traveled. I kind of reflect on the glimmers. You've probably heard people talk about the glimmers. What were just even those like little micro moments, mm-hmm, that you want to remember and celebrate? So it may just be a trip you took. It might be a fun night out at a restaurant. It could be a girl's dinner. It could have been a guy's golf trip. I talk about my son. He plays flag football. Mm-hmm. It was his first year, and he's going to be a wide receiver in the NFL. If you talk to him, he's eight. He's going to talk to what he's going to do with his NIL.
Oh, okay. I thought he was already drafted. Okay.
Exactly. Well, he thinks he will be. So I'm taking one of these. He had this amazing catch, and so I'm taking a photo, putting it on an ornament. And I know that it's going to be a hit for him this year.
Well, let's get into that, because we do have all these pictures, and it is a wonderful personal idea that they would never have thought of doing. But what are some of the possibilities with these photos? What can indeed we put them on besides ornaments? Great, but besides that,
yeah, some unexpected things that you may not think about for Shutterfly.
Mm-hmm.
We have posters, and I've taken my kids' artwork. So for, you hate throwing it away. You have that mom guilt.
Yeah.
I've taken my kids' artwork and thrown it on posters and given them to my mom. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you think it's a Picasso?
Wow.
I have put song lyrics on wine glasses and invited friends over for dinner. And, it's just been a fun memory when you reflect on that. My friends and I would go to the Avett Brothers concerts or went to Taylor Swift. And so it's just a great way to kind of reflect back on that memory. And then, of course, we're so well known for photo books.
Mm-hmm.
And something that we've done this year, Ron, to make it extremely easy is we have our free 24-hour designer service where you hand us your photos and we will do all of the heavy lifting to create that photo book for you. You can give us up to 800 photos. We'll lay it out for you. You can buy the book as is, or you can make your own tweaks and touches.
Wow. How long does it take for some of these items to be completed? How far ahead should we get into this?
Yeah, we always recommend the earlier the better, but most products on Shutterfly, once you create them, will ship anywhere between 2 to 3 days.
Oh.
So we are really focused on getting things out quickly. We have we have locations all across the U.S., and so our goal is to, while it's customized and personalized, act with rapid speed and get things out to you, because we know that you got to get them wrapped and you got to get them to your recipient.
Yeah. What are some of the more interesting, odder things that you are capable of doing? Not you personally, but I mean Shutterfly.
Yeah. So I think people would be finding things, some unexpected things, like we have tote bags. We have, certainly people know us for mugs, but
yeah.
I mentioned the coasters. We have, wine stoppers. We have just such a variety. There's over 600 things that you can do on Shutterfly from a customization perspective. And you might feel like I don't have that creative bug. Go to the site and you will be inspired. There's lots of different ideas that we can help you generate. And we're here. You can talk to our customer service team. We love to help our customers figure out what they can do and create for the holidays.
So it's not like other companies where you have to order like 50 of something in order to get it the price decent. I mean, that's not what you do, right?
No, that's not what we were made for. Creating something that is one of a kind,
good,
that is unique,
nice,
and a quantity of one, an order of one. That's really where our roots are. We've been doing this for 20 years. So you can come to the site, create something, and we have gifts at every different price point. So gifts for 25 and under or 50 and under. If you go to shutterfly.com, you hit the gifts tab, we're going to take you where you need to go and help you fit within your budget.
This is so cool because this answers the problem of doing something really personal for somebody. Here it is. This is great.
It does. Yeah. You know, I've done run over 200 projects on Shutterfly, so I really think that there is something for everyone. You can come and get inspired. You can spend as little as you want. You can spend a lot if you want.
Cool.
And we really are focused on taking the stress out of the holidays. Yeah. You know, we've not talked about holiday cards. So I just love to plug, you know, if you are worried about addressing, you're worried about, I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
That's also where we've focused on creating a service. It's our personal address book service. You can hand us your addresses. We will address your envelopes for you. We'll even mail them for you. So you don't have to worry about the nasty licking of the envelopes if you don't want to.
All right. That's getting a little too much as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to lick the envelopes, but my gosh, I should nail them out myself. I thought you just did coffee cups. I mean, this is an education for me. I did not know that it was so extensive.
Yeah, there is so much you can do. And I think that's what is wonderful about Shutterfly is there is more than you would expect. You will find something for everyone on your gift list, and you can win that holiday hero medal on Christmas morning or whatever holiday you celebrate.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, most of the joy of giving gifts is the joy that you get from watching them enjoy it. So it's a win-win. And Shutterfly does rather well, too.
It really is. I feel that. I truly love that experience of watching someone open it and seeing their expression.
Yeah, that's a way of being selfish for good reasons. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Jess, have a great holiday. Thanks for bringing this to us, because I think a lot of people are going to be going to your website, shutterfly.com, and check it out. It's intriguing. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
You take care.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. It's great to talk to you.
Pleasure. Thank you, Jess.
Give the gift that says, I love you. The gift that says, happy birthday. The gift that says, get well soon. The gift that says, you're the reason I went into the priesthood. The gift that says, congratulations on not getting indicted. The gift that says, I want to cover you in warm chocolate pudding. The gift that says, good luck in clown college. The gift that says, thanks for removing my unsightly wart. The gift that says, sorry about giving you food poisoning. The gift that says, I'll see you in hell. The gift that says, remember the good times we had in prison. The gift that says, I want to make sweet love to you on the white sand beaches of Rio while your hot cousin watches. The gift that says, thank you for the kidney. The gift that says, you deserve all the best, but this will have to do. The gift that says, thanks, Jesus. Whatever you want to say, you can say it beautifully with a timeless gift from Phyllis Gorman's House of Macaroni Art on Route 94 just past the Rotary, across from Sweaty Palmer's Adult Emporium.
Justine Santiello joins us now. She's a lifestyle and shopping expert. Oh, we all need a shopping expert. This is good. She's going to help us with some tech gifts for the holidays, because tech stuff is big stuff. Everybody wants it, and there's so much of it. So thanks for being with us today, Justine.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's get started, because we might have to start our shopping a little earlier this year. That we say that every year, but it's not a bad idea. But we're running out of ideas, to be honest with you. So help me out here.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Now, listen, these two top choices of mine, they don't just have to be for the techie or the gamer in your life. I promise these can be for almost anybody on your list. So my top two choices for the holidays this year are the Meta Quest 3 headset and then the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses. Ooh. And you guys can pick these up anytime. You don't have to wait, you know, for Black Friday or Cyber Monday. They have new games and features that are being launched every week. So really anytime is a good time. And I always like to mention just a fun fact that Meta Quest 3 is selected on Oprah's Favorite Things for 2023. I feel like if Oprah approves something, it's a good one. So I know that my mom would think that at least. So you're probably wondering, okay, what exactly are both of these things?
Yes, I am wondering.
Of course. So let's break it down for you. So the Meta Quest 3 is a mixed reality headset. And you're probably also wondering, what does that mean?
Yes,
so this is essentially Meta's next generation headset. So it brings mixed reality into the mainstream. And it truly is an amazing value. So it's just under $500. And I know you hear that and think, okay, is that an amazing value? But for virtual reality, this is really an affordable way to kind of step your foot into that world. This latest version, I'm telling you, I have the original version from years ago. This one has enhanced technology, full color resolution, and essentially what mixed reality is, it's blending virtual elements into your physical surroundings. So for example, you can play a virtual piano right on your coffee table. You don't even have to have a piano now to play a piano. Or if you want to exercise with a trainer, you can have a virtual trainer right there in your living room. I mean, there are more than 500 different experiences to choose from. I mean, you could play games, virtual hangouts, social experiences. I mean, imagine, let's say, playing virtual golf with a friend of yours that lives right across the country. So those are things that you can do now with the Meta Quest 3. Now, the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, these are different. These truly look like your Ray-Ban glasses, right, that we all know and love. And they're available now in different styles. They're super slim. They're lightweight. They have upgraded camera now, upgraded speaker specs. They let you play music. You can use voice command. You can live stream directly into Facebook and Instagram. And those are just under $300. So these are both great values for really stepping your foot into the next generation of technology.
The world has gone crazy.
Right?
My God. I don't know if I want anybody virtually standing next to me or playing the coffee table, but this is a thing. It's a thing, though, I guess.
It's very, very cool. So I have both of these products, and I'm not a huge techie, believe it or not. So I was like, all right, let's see how this is going to work. But the Meta Quest 3 especially, I mean, the advancements with the mixed reality is unbelievable. Like, you can even project a big screen onto your wall while you're wearing the headset just to watch videos, right? Or to watch live sports, but in a much cooler way. Like, imagine watching basketball, but in this huge version while you're folding laundry or just, you know, hanging out. It's really, really cool. Plus, they're comfortable, they're thin, they're lightweight. It's very easy. Okay. I mean, the things that you could do, I mean, you can even have, like, watch zombies climbing over your couch. You can be bouncing a pickleball off of your bedroom wall. You can look up at your ceiling and you see your true ceiling in the room, but it opens up to reveal a starry night. I mean, it's really cool.
Okay. I can't imagine Oprah doing this stuff, but I guess she does.
I mean, she picked it. If she picked it.
Then you gotta do it. There you gotta do it.
And for the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, these essentially are the first smart glasses out there with Meta AI built into them, so that you can be hands-free and do voice commands. You can ask questions, receive responses in real time, take photos and videos without having to use your hands. So imagine being in the ocean, right, and wanting to capture it on your vacation. You can do that now without having to take your phone out, or going to a concert or a sporting event and being able to capture that without having to take your phone out. I have little kids, and I am constantly looking to capture content of them, but I don't always want to be sticking my phone in their faces, right, or going to grab my phone and missing a moment. I can easily do that now with the glasses.
I see. Okay. Well, if you're going to do it, then do it right and do it big, I guess is the bottom line there. And these things are available. Now, let me ask you, what about incorporating safety and privacy to these types of stupendous ideas?
Yeah, of course. So I think most people, their concerns are about preteens, right?
Yeah.
That like 10 to 12 age range.
Yeah.
So for the MetaQuest 3, this is new this year, they're doing parent-managed accounts. So this is giving age-appropriate protections designed specifically for them. You can control, you know, what apps they can download, what apps they can use. You can block access. You can manage their time spent on the headset by scheduling breaks. And they also have a bunch of already existing parental supervision tools so that you know that they're experiencing everything in a safe way. Plus, a majority of the content on there is rated E for everyone already.
Uh-huh.
And then when it comes to the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, this is pretty cool. So they have an LED capture light on the outside of the glasses, which essentially then lets people know around you that you are recording, that you are capturing something. And if you try to block that light, it won't allow you to record.
Okay.
So there's no recording without somebody knowing of it. They're going to see that light. You can't miss it. It blinks. Plus, there are plenty of app settings that you can manage to give you control over what content you're using and what content you're sharing with other people.
Interesting. Well, okay. Now, how do I find out more about this and to get onto it?
Of course. So you guys can go to meta.com. They have all the info there. They have, you know, FAQs there as well. So you guys can fully check it out before you choose what's best for you.
Excellent. Well, Justine, thank you so much for that information. All right. That'll do it for me today. I hope you bought something. We gave you a great idea on something there. I don't know. I don't know what we did here. I'll be back again tomorrow, though, with kind of a regular program, and that should be even more fun. So until that time arrives, take command of your own life. It's about time, and I wish you peace.